I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Britain today said there is no need for the routine removal of breast implants that were made by a French company. That company went out of business over concerns that the type of silicone inside the implants was not meant for use in humans and was possibly toxic. Officials in France, Germany, Belgium, and the Czech Republic have all recommended the routine removal of the implants. But a UK panel reviewing the implants said it found no link between those implants and cancer. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
Don't try to tell Karen Arthur that there's no reason to worry about the implants she had fitted in 2004, implants made by a French company. One of them ruptured 6 years later. The news that they were made with industrial instead of medical-grade silicone has only increased Arthur's anxiety.
I want them out and I want them replaced. I didn't pay upwards of £4,000 to have loose skin, scarring and poison in my body. I paid that because I thought what I was having was safe and reliable and I want what I originally paid for.
Today, the British government announced the results of an urgent review into the safety of the implants. Health Secretary Andrew Lansley says there's no evidence to follow a growing list of other countries, including Germany and France, in recommending removal. Still, Lansley says he understands women's fears. So he says women who receive the implants through the NHS, the National Health Service, can have them taken out without charge.
What is rather important is not to exaggerate the reasons to be worried, but if women are worried, then we will support them. Now, I expect, and the expert group want to see private providers offer that same standard of care.
Private clinics are responsible for providing 95% of the implants, almost all for women seeking breast enlargement. Some of the clinics say they shouldn't be forced to bear the cost of using a product that was approved by the government. Still others, such as Dr. Andrew Jones of Nuffield Health, say they will do the removals in order to reassure patients.
All the implants in our hospitals have a CE mark to say that they're safe and appropriate to use for clinical care. And at the time, we thought this company was a reputable supplier of implants. We stopped using them 2 years ago when we had some concerns, and we followed regulatory guidance throughout the process. So at no point do we think we've done anything wrong, but what we want to do is to put patient care first, and we'll sort out the other regulatory and legal issues as a second point.
That sorting out may yet mean the Public Health Service will step in to help out women whose private providers have either gone out of business or refused to foot the bill. And that may cause some taxpayers to complain about covering the costs of purely cosmetic surgery for thousands of women. Reconstructive surgeon Jacqueline Lewis rejects that suggestion.
They didn't know the risk that they'd be implanted with non-medical grade implants. The NHS picks up the bill for smoking and alcohol-related diseases. We all know that smoking and alcohol can cause problems, and yet the NHS still picks up the bill.
Today's announcement seems to have brought little comfort to Karen Arthur. She can't believe the government sees no need to order routine removal of the implants, even though it admits it can't rule out the chance that some may be toxic.
I don't have the funds to actually have these removed, so now I have to walk around with ill health. Nobody knows, this could get worse. No one can look into the future, this has only come out now.
Even women with implants that haven't ruptured say they're worried and mystified by the government's attempts to assure them that there's no need to have them removed. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.